You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
This is Umar Ahmed for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. We're at the Ruler, but Hall, Lyndon Arthur told me during the week he's going to stop Mr. David Ferracci. It's exactly what he did. Talk me through it, Lyndon.
It was a good knockout. I feel like I could have got it sooner, but you know, I was working him out a little bit, and like I said before, he was an undefeated fighter. He was in there to not lose. He wasn't here just to make the numbers up. He was trying earlier rounds, but I got him out of there, and I felt I was the better than him just by watching him. I won't say I underestimated him, but I kind of knew I was going to win, and he probably lacked in my performance a little bit, but we got the job done.
I think first couple of rounds, as you said, you were gauging him out, and then when he did ever land, it seemed like you could just walk through it, and that's what happened from, I think, round three onwards.
Yeah, exactly. When he was hitting me, it wasn't really hurting, it wasn't really bothering me at all. I could see everything coming. If you watch, I was just like, at one point, I put my hands up and just did this and just blocked everything. It was just like kind of having fun in there, smiling, like him trying to hit me and not being able to, kind of thing. But I probably should have just stayed sharp and I would have got him out of there earlier, but I got the job done. And like I said a minute ago, my friend had a bet on round nine, actually. So I got him a bit of money there. So, it's all right.
Well, we've got two very happy men in the building in that case. Lyndon, yeah, it seemed like you were landing some clean body shots with that left. Uppercut was landing nicely. But Mr. Ferracci, let's give him his praise, was a tough man, wasn't he? He wasn't folding tonight.
No, but that's what I'm saying about undefeated fighters. They don't know how to fold. They don't understand losing yet. And especially in the professional ranks, he's not lost. And he's had seven knockouts, so he obviously came to think he was going to get the decision over me. He wasn't there just to make the numbers up, as I just said. So when I was hitting him and I was hitting him, catching, I was wobbling him, he was like, no, shaking his head, and wanting more. So I have to rate him for that.
Do you think you performed better tonight than you did against Anthony Yard?
I think no, because reason being, because of the size of the fight that was. This was a big fight though, because it was the first fight back in front of the crowd. It was my first defence of the title, undefeated fighter. But then the Yard fight was a huge thing, and everyone thought I was going to lose that fight. Yard's a much better fighter than David Ferracci. No disrespect to Ferracci. Yard's a much, you know, I want nullified Yard. I want to try walking forward against Yard like that, and just like I'm gonna block everything kind of thing. I want to do that against Yard. I had to be more switched on. Sorry. So that was the Yard palms probably the better performance.
How did the right hand feel?
Felt all right. It looked like he felt all right.
Landing some clean blows of it.
Yeah, exactly. And even when I was missing the right hand, it wasn't hurting. I felt like I needed to throw it, and as adapted it sounds, miss, just to see. Even though I did it inspiring, just to see how it would hold up in a fight, and I did that, and it held up quite well.
If that was Yard tonight in there, would you have stopped him?
I can't go. I want to say yeah, not off that performance though.
Okay.
I'd be more switched on against a Yard or someone else for a world title. Do you know what I mean? I can't compare Ferracci. No disrespect to Ferracci to a Yard, because you just can't do that.
Levels
in boxing and Yard is levels above that. So, I believe.
I heard two very loud voices tonight, Mr. Sonny Edwards and Mr. Zelfa Barrett as well. I'm sure you did in the ring as well at some time.
Yeah, I heard Sonny. Not as loud as this time as the last time, but I heard Zelfa as well. I heard everyone. It was quite loud. As I said then, there's a lot more fans here than I thought, considering the amount of tickets that I got to sell. So it was a bit overwhelming. It was nice to see that people actually came out to watch me.
Well, you've got the country off to a good start. Is England 1, Italy 0?
And
is it going to be 2-0 tomorrow?
I fucking hope so. It's the first match that I'll be able to go and watch outside of my home. Obviously, I'm not in camp no more, and I'll be able to enjoy it. And hopefully, I'm enjoying a win. Hopefully.
Well, we are. Lyndon, well done on a brilliant win at the Royal Albert Hall. We look forward to your next outing. All right, man?
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.